Thank you, Madam Chair. In Canada, women who use drugs and Indigenous women are disproportionately impacted by HIV. They face increased risk of violence and barriers to healthcare. Canada must decriminalize simple drug possession and ensure full access to harm reduction services. Canada must also limit the criminalization of HIV non-disclosure to cases of intentional transmission. The Special Rapporteur on Slavery found that the passage of the Protection of Communities and Exploited Persons Act harm sex workers. Canada should repeal all sex work specific criminal offense and immigration prohibition and renounce programs conflating sex work with trafficking. Migrant workers and migrant sex workers in Canada face significant oppression due to restrictive work permits, increasing their vulnerability to workplace abuse, harassment, sexual violence, and even lethality. Canada must remove these restrictions, decriminalize these groups, and establish policies that ensure safe working conditions. Survivors of gender-based violence need stronger protection and support services. Law enforcement must receive proper training on this violence dynamic. Canada must ensure survivors aren't criminalized for self-defense and strengthen protections against coercive control. Racialized communities face oppression in Canada with black feminicides and forced sterilization of black and indigenous women erased due to data gaps and underreporting. Canada must collect accurate race-based data, implement investigation of feminicide with community oversight and senatorial demands on forced sterilizations. Policy interaction with BIPOC communities, including killings of black and indigenous women, reflects systemic racism. Canada must ensure accountability within the legal system, including ending jurisdictional excuses, accepting an Elmer-like mission, enacting whistleblower protection, improving legal aid, and complying with the obligation under the DDPA.